Hello. It's been a long time, and it's been a long year, okay? I tried to record one of these not very long ago, but mama was sick, okay? When I tell you I was sick, even on these old episodes, when I hear back on December, I was sick. I was sick. So let me explain. Not that I have to, but I'm going to because I want to. I had a acute pulmonary embolism in my right lung. And I had been back and forth to the doctor. And everybody kept telling me I had asthma. I had bronchitis. It's your bronchial tubes are inflamed. I was on so many inhalers. And it got to the point where, and I can hear it on here. And I think even last time I tried to record in the podcast, when I tried to do it, I just kept running out of breath every time I was talking. So I just thought, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so out of shape. Work out 4 or 5 days a week and I'm still out of shape, can't talk. That doesn't add up, right? So I tried to do one not very long ago, and I don't even remember what it was about. And I ended up deleting it. It wasn't good. Not that any of the stuff that I'm doing is like revolutionary, but it was just something about that one that just didn't work. But I didn't want to get back on here until I felt that I was ready and I can talk. I do not have a script today, and I forgot what I was going to talk about. Well, I kind of have an idea of what I'm going to talk about, but maybe it will change throughout the conversation. I usually have these things scripted. No, I don't. I'm lying. Why did I just lie? I usually have an idea written down exactly what I'm going to talk about, but I just have on my little to-do list report podcast. Anyhoodle, I'm going to get better at my babbling on this. So what are we going to talk about today? What has been on my mind? There has been something on my mind. And I talk a lot about relationships, but I talk around relationships. I talk about, you know, aspects that I've seen of what I should and shouldn't do, like as far as like your relationship with yourself. But I never really talk about the people, and it's a lot of us too. There's a subset of people who are wonderful people, who are very nice human beings, attractive people who should be in relationships but either aren't, have never been, or have not been in a very long time, which is the category I fall under, if you want to count it as a relationship. Everybody I find on these platforms are always talking about relationships in the sense that everybody is always kind of going in and out of one. So it's like, well, if you just got out of a bad relationship, go through and improve yourself before you get the next one, as if relationships are easy for everyone. And that's one of the biggest reasons I stopped listening to dating advice. I was obsessed with it for a really long time, even up until a couple of months ago. But after I got sick, I felt better, and I cut down on my YouTube consumption of all these like people telling you what you need to do in a relationship, what you need to do, right? And the reason why I was watching it in the first place, because I did not have any idea how to even get in a relationship. I had never been in one. Nobody was approaching me for one. I had no prospects. So why on earth am I watching dating advice for someone who is not dating? And it's just completely pointless, you know? And I feel like they never when they address the people who don't date, I don't know what to call them. I should give them a name, but I feel like the name would be insulting. But the people who have not been in relationships / have not been in relationships so long, they might as well not have been in one at all, us. They never really address us. They don't. They always address people who just go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth in relationships, but they never really take the time to be like, oh, y'all have never been in a relationship. But you know what we get? You know what the comment that we get? You're doing something wrong. You're not putting yourself out there enough. You're not making yourself, you're not smiling enough. You're not going out enough. You're not talking to enough people. That is the comments that we get. We make these comments towards us who have not been in a relationship in a very long time. And the comments and the advice that is given is directed as if something is wrong with us. something is wrong with me, something is wrong with you. Well, if you're not in a relationship, it's totally your fault. You are not out there putting yourself, you're not on the apps enough. You need to be working them apps like it's a job. You need to be out there smiling. You need to be out there flirting. You need to be doing something because you need to get it on. Okay, and these little pieces of advice are so insulting for one or two reasons. I don't know why I gave it a number, but we'll just start listing the reasons. Number one, you really have absolutely no control over who wants to get in a relationship with you or not. You don't. As much as everybody talks about what you need to do, like how you need to dress, how you need to wear your hair, like if you're a woman, you need to wear my to get smile more and giggly and look, you know. And you know, you need to do this and this and this. But the truth is, you really don't have any control whatsoever as to who you put in a relationship with. And the people who give that advice, who are in relationships, who are in marriage, did not know that their husband or their wife was going to be their wife or husband when they met them. They did not know that. They did not know that. They'll say it after the fact. Oh, I knew when I met him that we was going to be married. No, you didn't. You, and if you said that about him, you said about five other dudes. You didn't say it just about your husband. You said it about five other dudes you with. When I knew him, I was going to be my husband. So it sounds really good to say, but it's not necessarily true because you had no freaking clue you were going to marry this dude. None. I understand if you thought that maybe down the line, maybe a couple months down the line, but when you first met him, no, baby, no. And if you did, you said about five other dudes. So you don't really know who your partner is going to be, and you're not really taking these strategic chess moves as to how to meet them. Not unless you're trying to be a trophy wife. That's something I'm not going to get into. So I get tired of hearing these dating advice is like, what's wrong with you? Because that's what the world puts upon you. What's wrong with you? You're oppressed into thinking that. What's wrong with me that he, she got a relationship that I don't? I'm not sexy enough. I had no plastic surgery. I did not wear enough makeup. No. That's not it. The reason why you probably feel weird because nobody ever really addresses you correctly. All these dating advice or these love advice or these people, nobody really ever addresses the fact of the fact, which is that you just haven't met the right person yet. Period. How in the world can you do something wrong? There are people that I know personally who have committed, and this is really bad to say, who have cheated on their partners, who have like verbally abused and physically abused their partners, who sleep with their partners, and they all are in relationships, good relationships, no, but in relationships. And there are people who have cheated and took their partners back, and then they quote unquote solid now. There are people who have gotten in knockdown, drag out fights with their partners, and they're fine. They get back and they're fine. There's really no formula as to how to do it. And I really wish people would address you correctly when you say you want to be in a relationship and you're a woman of a certain age and you have not been in one. When the correct answer is, maybe you just ain't met the right person yet. I'm having these talks a lot recently among my friends because one thing that I have done for the last several years, especially towards quarantine, is that I never talked about it. I just went up into this like man-hating hole. And what I do all the time is I kind of, not even kind of, I do sit there and blame men and start hating men for not approaching me, not talking to me, not doing this. And it's like, well, they suck. They want this. And they don't really know. They're very shallow and superficial. Vapid, and they just, that's what they want. So it was like this man-hating cocoon that I've been in for several years, which doesn't help anybody, but it still makes me feel better because I can sit there and put the blame on something else besides the actual reason. When you get into the actual reason of I haven't met anyone yet, you start going into, well, will I ever meet anyone? And the answer to that question is I don't know too. The answer to that question is I don't know. And I think that I don't know is what bothers us. You haven't met the right person yet. Well, will I ever meet the right person? I can't tell you yes. You can't tell yourself yes because you don't freaking know. You have no idea. And I think what it is that bothers us so much about, living that way is uncertainty of it all. We haven't met our partner yet. We want to get married. We want to have children. We're in our 30s and 40s, and we haven't even come close to meeting that person. We want to get married and have children. And so you start thinking, will it ever happen for me? And the answer to that question is you don't know. See, people lie on these dang on dating advice, and they will say, yes, it's bound to happen. It's just wait. It's going to be when you least suspect it. When the real answer is, I don't know. I don't know. Because you don't want to sit there with that uncertainty of possibly being alone for the rest of your life. You don't want to live with that. So you do all this crap to brainwash yourself into thinking that may not be true, to make it not true. Is admitting the truth to yourself necessarily help you, or does it make you feel worse? That's a question I ask myself too. And it's like, I don't really know. What I tell myself in that sense is that, well, I know there's nothing wrong with me, and Lord knows I have been made to feel, oppressed to feel, that something is wrong with me. It always started with looks. I'm not pretty enough to attract the right men. That's what it started with. I'm not pretty enough to attract the right men. And I did everything I could possibly do to myself physically. That's how I kind of lived my existence, is like made myself the most, I did everything to myself that I can do to make myself attractive physically to men that I could do short of plastic surgery. And if I had the money, I probably would have done that. I wore this long weave. I still have long braids now, and I realize that's a form of oppression too, but I like my braids, so I'm going to keep them. But I wore this long straight weave. I did not wear lashes, but I did wear like a lot of colors. I don't wear colors. I wear black 90% of the time. There's some gray thrown in now and then. There's some white, but mostly it's black. But I was wearing like these red dresses and like pink shirts to seem more lively when it's not me at all. For me, my big old Achilles heel for me was like the weave. Like, I wanted long straight hair to attract this, even though it was like super fake. And I look back on pictures of myself and it was just totally super fake. Because, well, that's what men like. That's what they like. That's what they want. Oh, yeah, my body. I was obsessed with being thin. And it was like, well, that's what men meant. Men want a thin, fit woman. So I used to go to the gym. I go to the gym now, but I go for different reasons. But I was going to the gym, and I was just, like, had no purpose. I had no purpose as whatsoever being in the gym. Just to be thin to get another man. And my self-esteem issues were so bad. It was like, I want to stand out. And this is so bad, and I'm going to admit this here. Like, I want to stand out amongst other black women by being this thin, tiny, to be fit and whatever, so I can stand out more. Because I want to prove that I'm the exception. It's bad, child. It was bad. But it's like, I want to prove that I'm the exception. None of this stuff worked. None of this stuff worked. None of this stuff worked whatsoever. None of it. And there was nothing that I could do about it. That was some fireworks, y'all. I'm sorry about that. This is live. And so none of it worked. And here we are right now. I feel like, I don't know. It's like right now, if I had some razors, I would shave my head. That's how much I want to get out of this mindset. But it's still there. It's still very much stuck. Even though I don't necessarily work out anymore to try to impress men. I work out for strength, but it still sticks in me a lot. It's still when I go out the house, it still stays with me quite a bit. And I don't like that. I don't like it at all. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like this is very short. I feel like I got my point across. The firework is going to cut that short, and I don't know, I may continue this tomorrow, but I just kind of wanted to get something out there just to say I'm fine, I'm back, I'm fine. I can talk. I'm talking through this without running out of breath, which is amazing. And yeah, so I hope that gave you some food for thought. I may do another one tomorrow, but this is just literally me talking out of my head. So good night, y'all. Talk to you later.